So I want to ask you about your 42-year-old man who got ivosidenib. Before I do, I'm going to say that I have heard cases of people who did pretty well for a long period of time. And do you think this might, I mean, I'm kind of hearing venetoclax, azacitidine in my head anyhow, but do you think that this might be a rational consideration in an older, frailer patient or maybe any other patient first line?
Sure. And in fact, the NCCN guidelines incorporates enasidenib, and we'll see about ivosidenib, but enasidenib is now listed as a frontline consideration for older AML patients for exactly that reason. So I think it's a very reasonable thing to think about. Now, we have reported our experience on this and actually presented this at ASCO with 33 or so patients who were on the clinical trial, which was the majority relapse refractory, who got enasidenib. And we got some very nice responses, some remissions. And if I remember correctly, median overall survival for responders hadn't been reached with a fairly significant follow-up, median follow-up time. So yes, I think that this is a viable strategy. And those clinical trials are ongoing, specifically looking at that question. But yeah, I think it's a reasonable thing to consider.